Line. Willie D. Mays, 1025-1063, The Game and the Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Teron Davenport, TD, joins us now. TD, I know you're busy this time of year, so we really appreciate your time, appreciate you for joining us. So there's been a lot of chatter about a potential Ryan Tannehill trade. Of course, the report last week that the Jets could potentially be interested in trading for Ryan Tannehill. What's the latest that you've heard on that? And do you think it really is, could be a legitimate possibility that the Titans would trade Ryan Tannehill away?
Yeah, I think it could be a definitely possibility. I don't think it's likely, but just like anything else, with a new GM coming in, you have to look at all things. And we know what Rand Carthon has said, that he wants to continue to evaluate everything. But I haven't heard that any trade is imminent. I know there is interest from the Jets, but from what I've heard and what has been reported is he's the third or fourth option after a Derek Carr, after an Aaron Rodgers.
So, TD, with that being said, it sort of seems as if war is being put out as if the Titans are looking to make a move at quarterback. So if they do make that trade, not to say it's going to happen, because I think it's more likely that it doesn't than it do. If indeed it does, do you think then they move up in the draft, or do you think they stay put and try to get a quarterback, say, in free agency?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the whole thing that's really interesting, is you have a couple teams above the Titans, obviously within the division, in the Colts and Texans, who are very likely to move up to one. So if they're going to move up, if it's a guy that they fall in love with, they're probably going to have to make a trade with the Bears. And we saw the reports that, you know, there has been contact. And I think if they were to do that, the guy that they would pick is probably C.J. Stroud, just because of the placement and accuracy perspective. I think that's the one that they would go for. But it would take a lot of guts for Rand Carthon to come in, and one of his first things he does draft personnel-wise is move up to the number one pick and take a quarterback. So I don't think it's likely. There are some guys, you know, a lot of people like Will Levis, you know, some people say that he is going to be the top pick just because of the measurables, you know, his ability to throw the ball 70 yards with ease and the athleticism. He's drawn comparisons to Josh Allen. So that's a guy. Obviously, you know, you look at, as I mentioned, Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson is a name that's really intriguing, because you wonder if they stay at 11, he will likely be there. And he's someone who a lot of scouts and personnel folks feel has the most upside out of all of these quarterbacks. You watch him as very Cam Newton-like. So there will be some options there, but I doubt they do anything.
Now, TD, another position that is of need for the Tennessee Titans, and I sort of did my breakdown of five guys that I thought, had the possibly the ability to be drafted by the Tennessee Titans. The wide receiver position. I look at Jordan Addison, or whether it's Quentin Johnston. I think Quentin Johnston may be gone before the Titans pick at 11. But if he's not, then, I can't see them drafting a receiver after they drafted one last year. They may go offensive tackle or, like you said, a quarterback. But what receivers beside, because my five was Jordan Addison, Jackson Smith, and Njigba,
yeah.
Quentin Johnston, and then I threw the two Tennessee guys in, Jalen Hyde and Cedric Tillman. But my dark horse was Jaden Reed. I don't know if you've watched much of him, but I just like his makeup. I like what he's able to do, not only from the receiver position, outside, inside, but also he's a excellent punt returner. So just Jordan Addison or Quentin Johnston, which one of those guys you think fits best with the Tennessee Titans?
That's a good question. You know, Quentin Johnston is so, he's intriguing, right? Because you see the wild plays and you see him as far as the size is concerned. But the thing that I wonder is, can he really play to that size, right? Because how many times do you see him jumping up to catch the ball, but he's catching it at his waist or at his chest rather than truly high pointing it? You see that a lot. So that's something. And then there are times where he disappears in games. So I don't know if I would use that pick on him. Jordan Addison is very impressive, a smooth operator as far as the routes are concerned. I know his initial receiver coach when he was at Pitt won the Blentikoff Award, Brandon Marion, and he spoke glowingly about him as far as his work ethic and just what he does from day to day, catching the ball really well with his hands. So if I had to go out of the two, I would say Addison. I like him better as a product. I think he's more polished. But to be honest with you, the receiver I like in this draft, I probably wouldn't go at 11. But if you haven't gotten a chance to watch Zay Flowers from Boston College, check him out. He's so impressive. He reminds me of, like, I'll give you an old name, Joey Galloway. He reminds me of Galloway, Brandon Cooks, as far as like the ability, especially Cooks, you know, to play above his size. He's a guy that will make contested catches, you know, even though he's 5'10", very explosive. And that's the Joey Galloway part that really stands out to me. So he's someone, and no wonder you mentioned Reed, that there are a lot of similarities between him and yourself, right? Even though, because he is a Spartan, correct?
Absolutely. But I had to throw that in there, JD. Yeah, because what I've seen in the last 2 years, now his numbers dipped this year, but they had a lot of problems on offense in general. But his ability to play inside, outside, and double as your punt returner, I think that makes him valuable.
Yeah, and he impressed in Mobile. He was one of the guys that, you know, consistently was being mentioned as someone who, quote-unquote, made some money. So you saw him running by DBs and stuff like that in one-on-ones. I know that's, you know, slanted towards the receiver, but still, he was running by him, and that's something to make note of.
Teron Davenport is with us. And Teron, I think it's intriguing. I know the reports are that Derek Carr visited the Jets this weekend, and so that's one to really watch, I guess, this week to see if anybody bites early. It's the old saying, right? A bird in hand is worth two in the bush, right? Because he's the one guy you can jump in and sign, and right now you can say, I got my guy. And the Jets are so pivotal in that, because if they don't, you know they're going to be in the sweepstakes for Aaron Rodgers, and that's uncertain. Who knows where that's going to go? But I'm curious in particular if the Jets like what they saw over the weekend, had, you know, maybe on the same page with numbers, because that would take them off the board for what looks like it could be a very crazy carousel with quarterbacks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And additionally to being the bird in hand, he's the guy you don't have to give up draft capital for outside of Garoppolo, right? You know, you'll have to, he's a free agent, but I'm curious how that works, because there's so many dominoes. Because you look at Nathaniel Hackett coming on to be the OC, and now people are drawing ties to Aaron Rodgers, and we know he's on his darkness retreat. Must be nice to, you know, do that, I guess. But you got that, and then you look at Todd Downing becoming the pass game coordinator there with the Jets, and now people are drawing parallels to Ryan Tannehill. So that Jets part of it is really integral as far as when you look at the veteran quarterback carousel that could happen. And I think that's where it starts. But we'll just have to see how it all falls into line.
Right. And, you know, if you're the Titans, I'm curious if there have been any conversations just behind the scenes of just sort of trying to gauge what the market would be if you were to even consider. And like you said, I'm with you. I don't think it's likely that the Titans would trade Ryan Tannehill. But I think just out of due diligence, just gauging what somebody might offer for him would be important information to have. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I fully agree. You definitely want to know, right? So you put the feeler out there. But, you know, honestly, this is another reason why you don't come out and say, hey, he's not the guy that we're going to have, because you don't want to show your hand, which is, I don't know why the Raiders did that, and look how it backfired. They weren't able to get any compensation for him. They had to release him. But I think that's definitely something that you want to kind of put a feeler out there, see what type of interest can be generated. But I think it comes down to what's your decision, right? Are you going to next year go all in for a Drake May, for a Caleb Williams? And if you're going to do that, obviously you don't want to punt on this season, but you want to get as much ammunition to move up so you could go get that guy. So it's a lot of things at work, and that's the interesting part of this, because you have veterans on the team, Kevin Byard, right? You know, guys that deserve to be on a winner. But how much can you win right now with Ryan Tannehill? And that's what they have to figure out.
Yeah, I think that's a very important question. Last one for me, Teron. You said Tannehill is the third or fourth option for some of these teams because you have to trade for him, right? It's not anything you're gauging his talent and where he is in his career, but it's also you have to compensate the Titans if you want Tannehill to be in your mix. So let's give a hypothetical that the Jets don't sign Carr. Then they strike out on Rodgers. Garoppolo signs elsewhere. And they're sitting there in the middle of the offseason going, man, we still have Wilson. We haven't gotten a new quarterback. We want a new quarterback. So if it's late in the offseason and some of these other dominoes have fallen and the Titans are blown away for a trade offer for Tannehill, the question would be if you're considering this for the Titans, what are the other options? Like, who would be your quarterback in a scenario where you consider trading Tannehill?
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing. So it's like, okay, do you want to go into a year with, you know, as a Jacoby Brissett, a Teddy Bridgewater as your quarterback? And, yeah, it'll save you, around $18 million in cap space. But even trading him, Tannehill, that is, that doesn't mean that all his money is off the books. That 18.8 is going to be there regardless. So that trade offer is going to have to be pretty significant for them to move off of it, because if you do that, right, and you turn around and you sign a Jimmy Garoppolo, for instance, who's probably going to be $24, $25 million, now you're at 25 plus 18, 43. Is it really worth, you know, going up $6 million? Can you do that? I don't think there's a difference enough to do that, to be honest with you. So you have to factor that into play. And then also, like I said, as a GM coming in, and even as a coach, right, Mike Vrabel, Rand Carthon, they have to be able to look these guys in the face and tell them, hey, we're going to do everything we can to give you guys the best shot to win now. No player, no veteran is trying to hear, hey, next year is when we're going to – no, this is the year we're working for. Let's win this year. That's the mindset of each of these players.
TD Jerron Davenport is with us. We appreciate you, TD. We'll chat with you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you. And let me plug, I'm down here in New Orleans at the HBCU Combine. Make sure you guys check it out throughout
I'm
the week.
I'm watching it
there's
now.
The Legacy Bowl. Yeah, there's some guys down here, definitely some guys that could play. It's a great opportunity. I'm a former HBCU player, so I really love the fact that these guys are getting to be showcased. So check it out.
Appreciate that, TD. Awesome. Enjoy it down there. Enjoy the food. Safe travels home.
For sure. Appreciate it.
All right, coming up next, an interesting coaching move in the NFL. Why would he make that move? And also, what does that mean as far as the Titans are concerned? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.